born to something like a modern middle-class family. His father, a man named Hans Luder, was a peasant who became successful in the smelting business. This region of Saxony was famous for its mining. And Hans Luder became an owner of a number of smelteries and therefore was able to provide for his family at a level much greater than he was raised in as a peasant. His mother, Margaret, was from a slightly more well-to-do family. And Luther seems to have had a pretty typical upbringing for the time. He was infused with medieval religious piety, which was focused especially on intermediary powers between the individual and God, like saints. In fact, that's how Martin Luther gets his name, Martin. The day after he was born, he was baptized on November 11th, and November 11th is the feast of Saint Martin of Tours, one of the great saints of the Central European tradition, and so Martin himself is named after Saint Martin of Tours. So he was typical in his medieval religious piety. He was fairly typical in his relationships. He had four sisters and a brother who survived to adulthood. He had parents who cared about him and whom he loved and respected too. Now I pause here when I say that he loved and respected his parents too, because one of the most common misunderstandings of Luther comes from the famous psychologist Erik Erikson, who in the late 1950s wrote a book about Luther called Young Man Luther, in which he theorized that Luther's struggles with God, his fear of God, his anger at God, his feelings of God being harsh and judgmental, were really the product of the harsh treatment that he received by his parents. The problem with that is that there's almost no evidence for that. He does speak on occasion of being beaten, but he speaks much more often of the warm, intimate relationship he had with his parents. And to be honest, beatings were quite normal at the time. In the late medieval period, that was a standard way you raised children in the home and in the school. And Luther doesn't seem to have been affected by that corporal punishment in any way that was different from other people of his time. Luther was raised by loving parents. And one of the things that his loving parents did was decide to send him to school. They paid for his education, an education that at the time was largely focused on Latin and the classical skills of grammar, rhetoric, and logic. So he started, much like modern school children do, around the age of 7 in his hometown of Mansfeld. And when he turned 13 or 14 years old, he moved on to a more advanced school, first in Magdeburg and then in Eisenach, and these are nearby towns, and continued his studies of Latin and these classical skills. And then in 1501, when he was about 17 or 18 years old, he went to college. He entered the University of Erfurt. Now, I want to pause here and just note that all of these towns are really nearby. They're within several days' walk of each other. Why does this matter? Well, Luther was thoroughly German. And in order to understand Luther, you have to understand how thoroughly German he was. His only major trip abroad in his lifetime was in 1510 or 1511, where as a monk, a member of these Augustinian hermits, he had to go to Rome on business for his order. But the whole rest of his life he spent in Germany, and in particular in this very small geographic area of Germany. What this means is that Luther, although he was brilliant, tended to be a little bit rough around the edges, especially from the perspective of the Roman papacy, which was in full-blown Renaissance court mode at the time. And so we're going to discuss ideological differences between Luther and the popes and the supporters of the popes. But one of the things we can never forget is that there was also a pretty profound cultural distance between Luther and the papal supporters. It's not that different from what's experienced in the United States today with this red state, blue state divide, where people in certain areas of the country look at urban coastal areas and view them as elites, and people in urban coastal areas look at other areas of the country and view them as ignorant or backward. That's sort of the dynamic you have going on culturally and personally between Luther as this German and his opponents in Rome in this Renaissance court. Anyway, Luther's in school, and the reason he's in school is the same motive that many college students bring to school today. It was advancement. It was social advancement and economic advancement. His father, who again has been raised a peasant, wants Luther to achieve the kind of economic success that education makes possible. In particular, after finishing his bachelor's and master's degrees at the University of Erfurt, Luther's father decides that Luther is going to go into the field of law, right? And which at the time was a lucrative profession, just as it is today. But life rarely works according to plan. This is one of the most famous Luther stories, and it happened in the summer, in July, of the year 1505. Luther was at the time